Head coach John Bonamigo on the line.
One moment.
Okay.
Coach Bonamigo's online.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, thank you for your time, and obviously a tough 24-23 loss to Ball State on Saturday afternoon, and after getting back to your office, talk about the performance by your Chippewas.
Well, I was pleased with our performance throughout most of the game. You know, we're a young team. We're improving. You know, we're able to generate some offense. You know, would like to have been a little bit more successful in the red zone. Had a settle for field goals a couple times when, you know, obviously you want to, the goal for every offensive team is to get in the end zone. But, you know, overall I felt our kids played hard. They were well prepared. We did a better job of taking care of the football. You know, credit to Mike New and his staff and the Ball State players. They in the fourth quarter made more plays than we did, and were able to work their way back into the game and get the win. We certainly didn't help ourselves. We had some really costly, untimely penalties that, you know, especially, you know, came on third down when we would have gotten off the field. But, you know, penalties didn't, in the end, helped extend drives for Ball State, and they capitalized on those breaks and were able to finish. And so we still have a lot of work to do. It's obviously very disappointing anytime you're putting the amount of work in that time and effort and investing yourself, and you're asking everyone in your organization to do that on a daily basis, and you don't have the tangible reward of a victory. It could be frustrating, but, you know, these are experiences that we have to learn from in order to improve. You know, the great thing about this game is we get a chance to go out again next Saturday and with the goal of being an improved team and redeem ourselves.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Bonamigo and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. To pull a positive, getting out in the first half off to a 20-7 lead, what was working for your Chippewas in the first half?
Well, we found some success in the run game. I'd say that's the biggest thing that we had this game that we really were a little inconsistent on, you know, in the prior games that we played. So, you know, being able to run the ball and get some chunk plays, you know, certainly takes pressure off the quarterback and in the pass game. You know, Tommy, again, Lazaro was able to make plays both with his legs and with his arm, some by design and then some also obviously improvised. That's one of the things that he does very well is, you know, he's an elusive guy in the pocket, and if you give him room and let him break out, he's quick and fast enough to gobble up chunks of yardage. And so, you know, we weren't penalty free, but in the first half we did a better job of staying on schedule and not getting behind the sticks with penalties and things of that nature, which was, you know, something that we'd been stressing with our team and you know, challenging them with all week. You know, it's an ongoing battle. I mean, penalties are part of the game. You can't accept them. You don't make excuses for them. But I think the ones that you really want to focus in on are the pre-snap ones and the things that happen, you know, at or after the whistle. Those are, you know, those are a direct reflection of discipline and, you know, quite frankly, a direct reflection of coaching. And we're still not where we need to be yet in those areas. And, you know, that's my job as head football coach to continue to stress the importance of those things, and not just with my staff, but with the entire team.
And you touched upon the running game, obviously, with having Jonathan Ward unavailable, still being able to run for over 5.2 yards a carry with 50 attempts and 261 yards as a team. So the running game is one thing you have to look at as a positive going into next week.
Yeah, it was a big positive for us. Like I said, Romello, we've got good running backs. It's a very deep position for us. We've got obviously Jonathan Ward, Romello Ross, Kumano Gwili. Kobe Bryant's a true freshman that's playing for us as well. He's done a good job on kickoff returns, and we'll get some touches on offense as well. So we feel like we're in good shape there. I'm concerned about the depth of our offensive line right now. We had a few injuries in Saturday's game, and we're hoping that we can get guys back in time for Saturday, but that still remains to be seen.
Looking ahead to this week, obviously every game is important, but obviously when you're having a rivalry game with Western Michigan on your own at Kelly Short Stadium, this is an important week regardless of the situation your team is in, correct?
Yeah, obviously, that's a red letter game for both teams on the side, or wouldn't be a rivalry. Whether it's home or away, it's always, it is always going to take a great effort to win it. And it's going to have a lot of emotions tied to it. And there's going to be a lot of energy. And, it's a great rivalry. It's a fun rivalry to be a part of. And it's something that's very important to both sides. So we're playing for something. There's a tangible reward after the game and the Cannon Trophy. And, both sides want it desperately, and it will bring out the best in both teams.
When you look at Western Michigan on film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, you talk offensively, first of all, running the football. I mean, they do they're another team that's very deep in the backfield. They've got four running backs that they roll through there. There's no drop-off. The offensive line is big. They're strong. They play together. They're a very well-coached football team. They're sound in everything they do. Wozniak, they have him back as quarterback. He's a very savvy quarterback, very smart. Much like Riley Neal, he's experienced. He doesn't make many mistakes or many bad throws. They have speed at the wide receiver position. They're a very, very well-built team offensively. Defensively, they can rush the passer. They're very multiple on the back end in coverage. Do a good job of disguising and moving late. And again, very well coached on the back end and their defense. They have you can tell when you watch film on something on a team, whether or not they're coordinated and whether guys understand how they fit and where they're supposed to fit and what their responsibilities are. And I've been very impressed in what I've seen of their defense so far in terms of, they're going to make you earn every single yard that you get in the kicking game. A little young in the specialist department. However, the returners are very explosive. They're not a team that is going to put just strictly backups on their special teams unit. You see starters sprinkled in there and contributing, which is an indication of the importance that they put on it. They're playing good football as a team. They've gotten better each and every week, and they don't do a lot. They don't make many mistakes in terms of hurting themselves. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us. We're going to have to play a very clean game, very smart game, have a good plan against them, and execute across the board at a very high level.
Your background, obviously, in special teams, to have a junior kicker in Ryan Tice come out and be 3 of 3 in field goal attempts, including kicks from 53 and 47, and not to diminish a 26-yarder, but the effectiveness for you as a coach, knowing the weapon you have and your kicker.
Well, it's huge, obviously, and you know, with some of the struggles we've had offensively, it's good to know that we can, you know, when we get to a certain part of the field, that we have the option, you know, to get points. You know, one man's trash is another man's treasure has never been more true than with, you know, Ryan, and just kind of how he got here as a late addition for our team. He's been, you know, he's been very good for us. He's got a very strong leg, so, you know, you're never out of range with him. It gives you a shot, you know. I mean, 53-yarders are, you know, those are rare, you know, even in the NFL. I mean, that's not a high-percentage kick. It just isn't, you know, it's not something that you can say, okay, you know, you can count on that drive in and drive out. You want to, you know, want to get closer, want to get in the end zone. But to have the leg strength and to even attempt it is definitely a plus. Great addition for us. You know, really happy we have him here. You know, sometimes kids just need a chance, you know, you know, if it takes a change in environment and a fresh start, you know, that's what he was provided here, an opportunity to compete. And he is, you know, he's taken advantage of it and made the most of it. And that's all you can ask of anybody.
Well, John, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Western Michigan. I want to wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Ken, I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you, John. Again, for
yep,
John Bonamigo's Central Michigan Chippewas, quarterback Tommy Lazaro, 11 of 22 passing for 127 yards and one touchdown, and on the ground, led the Chippewas with 25 carries for 110 yards and one touchdown in the 24-23 loss to Ball State. Again, for Central Michigan, they will be hosting Western Michigan this coming Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern. That game available on ESPN+.